bags, grilling fruit on deck. Gary Poppins with the chucks, hard to forget. DW2's in the corner, DJ on the beat. Burping herb, mixing some drinks, nothing too sweet. Sunsets, painted skies, and a fire red hue. Patio vibes, bring you know the new crew. We got the patio light. Good times, feeling right. Bottles up, cheers tonight. Yeah, we live that patio life.
Patio life.
It is Monday, everybody. Welcome to the patio. I am T, and man, I'm glad to be here tonight. Last week was a rough week. We was busy all week. Didn't get to partake very much. We were live last night. Brother Fortenberry showed. You showed up after the live, didn't you?
I did. Or no, we were still live.
That's right. But we got a good show for y'all tonight. Today is National Sandwich Day. Man, if there's some people like sandwiches, patio. We are a little light around here. Wait a minute. Actually, we're a little heavy around here, I guess you could say. With only a couple of us in studio, but tomorrow may be one of the biggest elections of your lifetime. Is that every election now, the biggest election of your lifetime?
Every one of them.
And we're going to talk about an addiction. This is an addiction I think a lot of people share, but maybe not necessarily realize they're addicted to it. But Father Fortenberry, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I, too, have an addiction problem. I'm addicted to the patio.
I thought you were...
I mean, I have a lot of addictions, but you know what? I will say this. There's three of us today, and pound for pound, we are the
heaviest patio
the heaviest patio out here.
The
So, you won't find a patio on TV heavier than this one.
That you will not. And I'm having some troubles here.
I see
that. We have Brother Fortenberry.
Hey, y'all. I'm glad to be back for another week.
I see you're rocking the Razorback sweatshirt.
I am. Razorback sweatshirt going on.
I like it.
No matter how bad we lose and how goofy it is when we lose.
Whoa. We're basketball season now. What are you talking about?
They play tonight.
Tomorrow night.
We kick off tomorrow night.
And then Saturday is against number 22 ranked Michigan State.
Oh.
We have a good non-conference schedule.
We're ranked what?
14th.
14th. Hmm. We should be ranked number one.
Well, we play non-conference, I think we play number 2, number 6, number 22, number 17, and maybe like number 11.
Well, Michigan State's a really good number one. It's a good test. Plus, it's a really good one to play. Because if you lose, it's Michigan State. What do you expect? You know, if we win, we just
beat Michigan State. Who has broken the golden rule?
That's Google calling me to tell me why my ESPN is not available.
Why are we calling Wes?
I don't know, but
because he was talking. You know what? He just gets talking.
We were all talking, and he was like, at one point, he was like,
No, he was still talking. Yeah, but he just talks.
Yeah.
At weird times.
I will ramble. I promise.
We know.
Yeah. It's sandwich day. If there's three guys that like sandwiches, I bet there's three of them right here.
I know a guy who likes sandwiches. He's got two thumbs, and he's right here.
I ran across this, the most famous local sandwich from every state. Now, we're not going to do all 50 states, but I thought there were a cute few interesting ones.
Well, the ones in the South matter to us.
Okay, Alabama. What would you guess is their...
A cousin sandwich.
the Bama Auburn War Eagle. No, it's a chicken sandwich with white barbecue sauce.
What are the rules?
That is not white barbecue sauce.
That's what it is, right there.
That is
mayonnaise.
No, it's a. It's not like white Bama sauce or something like that. It's not Bama barbecue sauce. It's
what they call it, a white.
Okay, how do we define it? Apparently, we're not. It's not just cold cuts. Because when I think of sandwiches, I think
cold cuts. But that's not a sandwich.
I mean, it's like barbecue sandwich. Is that a sandwich?
Well, like Arizona, they're saying it's this taco, a fry bread taco. So here's Arkansas.
Oh yeah,
I would get y'all have never even had this
sandwich. Meth sandwich.
And they just have a picture that doesn't even match how they describe it.
Chicken Philly.
Have you ever had a deep fried catfish sandwich? I've probably had one, but that's not what I would say.
Just a second. Dumb question. The catfish is deep fried or the whole sandwich?
The catfish is deep fried. But this is not a deep fried picture. That is not deep fried catfish.
No, not really.
I call it a po' boy. If you think you've got, you know.
I mean, yeah, I've had a. You never had a fried catfish sandwich?
Yeah, I have, but that's not what that picture is.
No, that's a.
And that's not a like a staple in Arkansas.
No.
That looks like cod for one.
What would be an Arkansas sandwich?
Barbecue bologna sandwich.
There you go. That would I could go for that. Well, I could say that.
I would say a barbecue pork with cheese on it.
There you go. A barbecue sandwich with cheese. Now that's probably a Northeast Arkansas thing. My cringe keep going in.
But yeah, I would say barbecue bologna would be
a good one. That's one of my favorite sandwiches.
The barbecue bologna.
Oh yeah, big old thick cut bologna.
We got to get to.
So, how do you prefer your barbecue bologna? I do mine a certain way, and
I don't.
Do you like yours on the grate?
Yes, yes. I like mine to have that crisp, you know, like it slightly burn around the.
So I'll take mine and I'll do the whole chub.
Yeah.
Then I'll slice it, put it in a bath of barbecue, let it heat up in that for about 30 minutes. Then I'll put it on the griddle or the grill for like 2 or 3 minutes.
They did Mississippi so wrong.
Who did they give Mississippi?
No, you can't even guess what they're claiming Mississippi is.
I don't know about Mississippi.
Anyway. Rutabaga pie.
Oh, that sandwich. Would be an upgrade over this one. Pig ear sandwich.
Pig ear sandwich.
Freaking pig ear sandwich is listed as Mississippi's best sandwich. 2 tender pig ears served on a small bun with mustard, slaw, and hot sauce.
Why do I feel like, well, we're all messed up. What happened?
Oh, I hit the wrong button. That's
fine. Why do I feel like there's some old rednecks in there that skewed the whole vote?
Have you ever even heard of a pig ear sandwich?
No. I have, but.
So it is a Mississippi thing.
No, okay. I've heard of it. I don't think it was in Memphis where I heard.
Okay,
it.
Missouri is a Gerber sandwich, and
what's a Gerber?
You're gonna see it, and I can't tell what it is. This is the lamest list I've probably ever seen.
Oh, that's like mashed potatoes and a piece.
It's an open face sandwich with ham. French bread, garlic butter, ham, provolone, and pepper. That sounds good.
Yep. That's not French bread either.
No, that's like your pictures are off.
I think they used AI.
I think they did too.
Let's see what else we got here. Montana got a PB&J. What was another one near Tennessee? I'm trying to get Tennessee.
What does New York like? It's not a Reuben.
Well, New York's right here. A pastrami sandwich.
Okay, that makes sense.
Ooh, check out this North Carolina pulled pork. Man, now that's a good looking pulled pork sandwich.
I had one that looked similar to that this weekend.
From North Carolina?
Carolina is my favorite barbecue.
Lightfoot Farms. I went to a farmer's market and they had.
Tennessee's got to be a peanut butter banana or a peanut butter banana sandwich.
I'm working my way down there.
Fried peanut butter banana sandwich.
A fluffer nutter.
A what?
They got this all jacked up too. They said that's Elvis's favorite sandwich.
No.
That's peanut butter marshmallow.
Butter, banana. Called it the fluffer marshmallow. Nutter. But that is not a fluffer nutter has peanut butter and marshmallow fluff. Yeah. That's not. Boy, this is the weakest brisket.
That's got to be Texas
pastrami burger. What is that? Utah. Good. I like that. Vermontier grilled ham and cheese.
Whose is that?
Virginia. Bon me for Washington. I like that one. Ben's chili bowl. I've had that. I had that earlier this year. It's pretty stinking good.
But it's not a sandwich.
We had this whole debate, didn't we? About
hot
dogs and tacos and sandwiches.
So let's get to it.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Let's go through it.
Dust it off. If I had to pick a sandwich, man, a burger is hard to beat. Is burger? We're gonna take burger out of it.
Yeah, because burgers.
Burger off table.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take burger because there's plus so many variations that it's just
yes.
Man. You know, for me, I like a lot of sandwiches.
I know.
But like an Italian with salami and pepperoni and cheese, maybe a little marinara. Mm-hmm. If you can input
like the salami, I go, it's me, Mario.
It's me, the Mario. And maybe even a chicken, like a fried chicken cutlet on there.
All this on one sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
I think we're...
You never had that on a sandwich?
It just tastes like... I like all the meat.
No, it's like an Italian chicken sandwich.
It's an Italian Dagwood.
Yes.
Possibly. Yeah. And maybe some banana peppers. I tell you what, we had a sandwich this weekend. It was fantastic. Did you have the, it was at that Wachita Bar and Grill. It was the
I got the barbecue.
Grilled cheese. I got the grilled cheese.
I almost got that.
And it was brisket grilled cheese.
Mm-hmm. It had jalapenos in it too, didn't it?
It did.
Mm-hmm. Sounds wonderful.
Wes.
Oh, it is.
You're on the clock.
I'm on the clock. Okay. My favorite, if I'm going, just my two, I always order is either a chicken Philly, or I get like the roast beef dip, you know.
Oh, a French dip.
Yeah, French dip.
They had a brisket Philly at this place.
Yes. Ooh. You know who has a good Philly? I cannot remember the name of the place. It's they're in malls. It's a Philly, another Philly place, and it's in malls.
The distiller.
The one with the little balloon on it.
What's the place in Westminster by Walgreens?
Maybe.
What's the place in Westminster?
Escape.
No.
What's the one in Westminster by Walgreens? Lenny's? Lenny's has a good one.
Yeah, they do.
Lenny's chicken Philly is my favorite. Yeah.
So what's your favorite sandwich, Fortenberry? Big brother Fortenberry, little brother Fortenberry.
You gotta get some good Wonder Bread. You gotta get that old good fake soft bread.
Oh, you're going with
real sandwich. And I want
homemade sandwich.
Egg and olive. What? Just egg and olive sandwich.
Egg and olive.
You just put like a fried egg?
No. You never had egg and olive?
Is that like
it's just olive loaf. It's olive loaf. Egg sandwich, you know, like
fried egg or
when you mash them up,
so it's like an egg salad.
It's like egg salad. Is it like egg salad? But no, you put olives in it.
Okay.
I like egg salad, chicken salad.
I'm gonna make you some egg and olive.
No, please don't.
I don't like olives.
I don't like eggs.
Oh, that's right. I found that out the other day. You know how I am about onions?
Uh-huh.
Wes is that way about eggs.
Yeah,
it's texture.
Really?
It's texture. Never heard that before.
Just they can be cooked in so many different ways. What do you mean texture?
Yeah.
I mean, you can literally cook them.
Quick story just here.
The thought of an egg in his mouth makes him gag.
Quick story here. We were doing yard sale one day.
Delicious.
And somebody went and got sandwiches from McDonald's. And every one of them had the poached egg on it.
Mm, delicious.
And I took a bite of it, didn't realize it, threw up, chunked the egg off, and went back to eating it.
Now, a poached egg is interesting, though.
I love poached egg. Nope. So I made my, just the other day, I made my first ever soft-boiled egg. God, it was good.
So it's like running in the middle?
Mm-hmm.
All right, since now we're on eggs, you ever had a scotch egg?
It's an Irish thing. Yes, I have.
So we were going to Celtic Crossing with DW and the family. We go a couple times a year and get Scotch eggs, and they were basically hard boiled in the middle.
Totally soft.
Well, totally soft. We liked them. We go to Bog and Barley, who we happened to be there yesterday, even Marty and I was, and they came out and they were runny when you cut them open. Well, that was different, but they were pretty stinking good. So Scotch egg is really good.
So a good poached egg is the whole thing soft.
Mm-hmm.
But like that soft boiled egg, I left in there and I wish I'd timed it. But so the outside, when I shelled it, the outside was hard. And when I bit into it, that yolk just.
You just made eight people sick. All eight people watching.
Hey, what's the one that they do the rotten egg? And it's
that's a 1,000-year-old egg.
I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Growing up, we got
I knew I should have said food to last.
Yeah, because I'm hungry.
Now,
so you need to eat Bob's egg salad? I love egg salad.
I can eat as long as the yellow is greater than the white. Does that make sense?
No.
As long as the yellow part, there's more yellow in it than there is egg whites. The egg whites is what gets me. I can eat yellows on the eggs all day long. The texture of the white, the gelatinous of the white gets me.
See, I would eat the white. I would too, because the inside
is dry.
Get off the phone. I'm going to call you out right there. Yeah, you keep looking at it.
Oh.
Turn it upside down. You're getting in chat. This is a rule. I said this rule years ago. Y'all get to hear it. I've been watching him. This is why he don't pay attention to you all the time. We're sitting over here. He's looking at his phone. There you go. But to me, the yellow part in the middle is almost gritty and dry.
Well, so if it's cooked right, no. But
I can eat that all day long.
This will just nauseate with. I'll stop at the gas station to get those packs of two eggs.
The ones at the gas station? Yeah,
the hard-boiled eggs.
Oh,
goodness. I like for work.
We should just save the white for Wes.
That's my favorite part.
If it hits my mouth, I will gag. I will.
If he goes for me, I'm gonna stick it in your mouth.
It's got my ear.
Everybody out there,
tearing up right now.
We'll get in the chat a little bit because I want to hear if anybody else has the egg. I'm the same way with onions, raw onion. But I've met many people with raw onion affect that way.
But I don't like raw onion, but like if it's some of it still left in my taco, I'll eat it.
Oh, that's like I don't like eggs enough that regular mayonnaise. If I can find the olive oil mayonnaise. I eat olive oil mayonnaise.
Doesn't olive oil mayonnaise still have the eggs?
It does, but you can't taste it as much.
I don't think you can taste the egg in it anyway.
It took me forever to even realize.
Dude's is okay.
It took me forever to even realize mayonnaise had eggs in it.
Time out.
How does he taste the
egg? His problem with mayonnaise or the egg is the consistency, is the texture. But he won't eat mayonnaise because it has egg. Because
it reminds me of
it. Don't have a whole egg.
He's racist with food. He hates white food. He hates white food. Wes hates white food. That's what we're talking about. So tomorrow, I think it's tomorrow, maybe the most important election in New York history. My screen keeps cutting out. Zohran. Vote for Zohran. Election day is Tuesday, November the 4th. This is his page. Polls will be open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Find your poll site. Now, look, I saw something where people have already voted like six times for this dude. Probably.
He must be a good candidate then.
You think so? He's a stated socialist.
Okay.
He's running for mayor to lower the cost of living for working class New Yorkers. He's going to tax the rich, eat the rich. He has your favorite congresswoman.
So AOC in his Facebook has been flooded with this, but I don't comprehend. And maybe it's just me. Maybe somebody could explain it to me better. But I don't comprehend the mentality of rich and poor. Is people make it sound like it's either you're poor or you're rich. You can't.
There's no such thing as middle class, which the divide is so huge.
Well, not even that.
It's a moving scale. And someone who's living on the corner probably thinks the person who has an apartment's rich. Well, they're probably barely getting by.
Well,
much like
I will say this. And see, here's the thing. The poor are so much more taxable than the rich. And the reason why is because New York jacks up the taxes on the rich in New York. Guess what? Rich folks got the money. They can just move their butts out.
Here's his major platform. Freeze the rent. Majority of New Yorkers are tenants. More than 2 million of them live in rent-stabilized apartments. He wants to increase that by 12.6%. Wow. He will immediately freeze rent for all stabilized tenants and use every available resource to build.
But if you're a property owner, why not just sell your property then?
It'd probably have little value now, so he gets to buy it all. Fast fare, free buses. So free buses everywhere in New York. They're already dangerous. How are they going to be like now? The Department of Community Safety, all New Yorkers deserve to be safe, but the Adams administration has failed to deliver the sense of safety and security. Duh. Yeah. He'll create the Department of Community Safety to prevent violence before it happens. Oh. Okay. So
didn't we watch a movie about that?
Yeah, I think so. No-cost childcare, city-owned grocery stores. Now, those always turn out well.
Yeah.
Go to South Korea, go to Cuba, house and buy, and for New York, cracking down on bad landlords. So he's going to tell you can't charge anymore, but then he's also not going to crack down on you. Taxes on big corporations and the wealthiest. Man. Barstool Sports, Dave Portnoy, he already says he is moving Barstool Sports out of New York City if he becomes mayor.
And that's what will happen.
But here's my problem with that. People like Dave Portnoy, and I don't know for this for a fact, but for the most part, they supported all his policies for decades, and now they want to leave when it starts affecting.
I don't know that Portnoy did.
I don't either, but I mean, I'll tell you a very, very good example is Joe Rogan.
Yeah, but
he supported all these all this stuff in California.
Bill Maher is the first to tell you that what it is now is not what he used to be.
I don't disagree with that. But this stuff, these hardcore liberal policies didn't start in a vacuum. They started with people saying, "Okay, let's do that. Let's do that."
See, I think people are afraid of the, you know, because there's always got to be a downside to everything you do. It's just how the world works. You know, if there's rich, there's going to be poor. There's, you know, hungry.
You can't have a yin without a yang.
Exactly. And I'm not saying that everybody should be poor, but what I am saying is you've got to understand that there's certain evils that come with everything. Everything has an evil
side. But
the thing that people overlook, and we want to treat everybody like a victim, I'll try not to get on soapbox here, is that still in the United States, how many times people won't tell you can't change your status or change what you are, you can do it here.
We are the most economically fluid country in the world.
And we're the melting pot of the world.
But yeah, but I mean,
there's so many different cultures, many different
economic mobility we have in this country, no one else provides. Mm-hmm. And our poor people are some of the richest people in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, poor in the United States means you've got probably a car, internet, food on table. We're going to talk about that in a minute because government shutdown continues.
I think we're like, our gas is cheaper than anywhere else.
Big screen TVs, Xboxes, PlayStation. That's super poor.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
But what you said earlier, Jamie, it's a moving scale.
I mean,
rich is a moving scale.
I mean, technically, I'm closer to being a millionaire than Elon is. But.
Well, you know, and this goes back to something you said in a previous podcast. You didn't realize how poor we were.
He actually listens.
Yes. Well, you don't realize how poor we were until you got married.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We were considered rich
in parking. Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Because we rented movies on the weekend. They thought that was crazy that we had the money to have a VCR and be able to rent movies every weekend.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was $3. Yeah, it's not like it was, but it seemed like it was rich.
You know, when we were growing up, and we were at least middle class probably, but we never really took trips or anything.
We didn't take trips either.
It wasn't even in the vocabulary.
I mean, I heard of people taking trips.
Yeah.
Yeah, but even now.
I know people had vacations.
Yeah, but did you know many?
No, I knew a handful of people.
Now, I'll probably take 4 this year. Go somewhere. I'll probably take it almost. If you count all these trips to Little Rock for ball games, I mean, back in the day, going to Little Rock would be considered a nice trip. But mm-hmm. We are in day 34, people, of the government shutdown. Whether which side you fall on, it's a real easy way to open it back up. But the biggest news to come out is the SNAP benefits are not going to be paid. And so people are going to go hungry. There's been everything from threats online. Actually, it was 6:30 tonight. I saw that people were supposed to meet at Walmart again. But I think they tried that last Friday and nobody showed up. I wonder if they showed up tonight. They're going to load up Walmart, load baskets, and just take off running with it because they need to eat. But still, it's pretty sad that 42 million Americans are on SNAP benefits. How did we get to that point?
42 million Americans?
42 million Americans.
What is it? What we got? What are we running? 350 million right now?
300 and some odd million. So 11-12%.
So, I mean, how many Americans are living below the poverty line?
I mean, what is the poverty line?
That I don't know. I mean,
that's the first thing.
In Arkansas, we're all three considered extremely well off in Arkansas.
Yeah, this is true. 12.3% of total U.S. population is what that amounts to. Mm-hmm. The average SNAP benefit was only $187 per participant per month. So now, large families
does per participant mean per child, per family?
I think it means per child. I don't think it means per family.
Yeah. So I mean, if Arkansas, you got 4 kids,
percentage of the population, Arkansas, believe it or not, is one of the lower.
Yeah.
Yep. Oklahoma, New Mexico has greater, and Oregon have greater than 16% and DC of that population that receives SNAP.
Really? Where's California? I'm just curious.
12-13. Arkansas is under 8, and the Upper Midwest, the upper Midwest, or the
I expect West. Mississippi to be high.
I do too.
Mississippi, no, it's about like, no, it's less than California's 10%. That's kind of where Texas is 8 to 10.
Well, I guess the point that I'm trying to make without making it is ultra liberal, these ultra liberal states.
No, I know. I would expect the South to be, I mean, because we're poor.
But we're poor, but
our cost of living is so much less.
Liberal, you know.
But that's not even that. Our cost of living is so much less.
Yeah,
it is.
It is.
Our cost of living is low. And we like it here.
Can you look up and see what the poverty line is considered? I'm just curious.
It's probably going to be depressing.
It probably will be. It'll probably be scary, you know.
It's much higher.
Okay, what would you say the poverty line would
be? Poverty line is just per household income?
Family.
22,000.
I'd say about 30,000.
32,000 for a family of four. For a single person, it's considered below 15,000. That's 2025. $32,000. What is that by, like, let's say 1990 standards?
Yeah.
What is
32,000? You're bankrolling. You're
bankrolling
in 1990.
Well, about a family. So 32,000, you're bringing. 25.
You bring all the. If you have facts, you get it.
Okay. See, being home.
It's about half. So that would be the equivalent of 16,000. So even in 1990,
yeah,
that's true.
So, but okay. So, you just say bring home $30,000. That's a little over what, $22,000 a month?
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, rent's about $1,000. It'd be cost controlled. So, probably about $600.
Yeah, it'd be cost controlled.
You're getting SNAP free lunches at school. So, food shouldn't be much worry for you.
I mean, it's not desirable.
It only leaves you a few hundred dollars a month at top. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's not much. And we have whole families, though.
They say we have like $5 billion or something set aside as a mercy fund for SNAP. I don't know if that's true or not.
I keep hearing
this number.
I saw this today. It's only would last about 2 weeks, and it's actually so that when funding's approved, you can go on and spend it, and it's just the way the money flows.
So my concern with that, though, is I didn't know that. That's even changed my opinion even more. Solidifies my opinion even more. This is an emergency.
This is an emergency?
It's not an emergency.
Not yet. I mean,
it is to some people, but
it's not yet.
I would rather that we've been building to this for a month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There's liable to be in the near future a immediate situation that will require that 2 weeks of SNAP.
There is supposedly belief, because they'll go for Veterans Day, they will go on recess. There's belief that there's 8 Democratic senators that will change sides.
Look, again, later this week, we personally know people who are affected by this.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the furloughs, too. Those people not getting paid. It's not just about SNAP. It's the other.
These people are still going to work. And not get a check.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, they will get,
because they're considered essential work.
Yeah, they will get paid after the fact. But
let's pray that this gets resolved soon. Yes. All right. On to another story here. The deadly addiction crisis grip in America. Anybody want to take a shot at what this may be talking about? If I tell you deadly addiction,
porn.
That's one of them. That this is not it. This one surprised me. That's the reason I brought it up. Wes, you want to take a shot at it?
What is that called? A vape?
Okay, that's a good one, too. How about energy drinks? Energy drinks? Energy drinks are... look, I broke my habit. I've now been about a month. I used to be 2 a day, and I'm probably a month without having one.
I'll drink 2 or 3 a week.
Energy drinks are more popular than ever, with the market worth more than $23 billion. Health experts are warning these beverages are teamed with caffeine, chemical sugar, can quickly become addictive, and it's a cycle. It makes you not sleep as well, so you need them the next morning. You want them even more. And they're warning that it creates a perpetual cycle where the person needs more caffeine to stay alert during the day. It can also have an impact on heart health. Energy drinks are bad news, folks.
I don't agree.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I really don't.
Wow. Okay, what are you basing
here? We go. I didn't know this was so controversial.
Yeah, what are you basing your opinion on?
Okay, the sugary ones, yes, but the zero sugar, which I partake in, I take supplements before I go to gym. I take a pre-workout, which is supposed to be, they talk about taking supplements.
Yeah, actually, I don't think you should be taking pre-workout.
And it's 360 whatever.
Yeah, that's make your heart explode.
What?
And people that have met you know you're not the epitome of health. So it probably make that pre-workout,
that pre-workout
make your heart explode and probably make you angry. Let's get angry.
It doesn't talk about anime.
Yeah, don't talk about my anime. Come on.
So you don't believe that energy drinks are a problem?
I think they can be, but that's like, I mean, you can be addicted and anything can be.
They can raise your blood pressure, heart rate, breathing rate. Yep. They promote supposedly energy, focus, and alertness.
They are
classified as dietary supplements, which means they do not require rigorous pre-market approval for safety.
That's a problem. That's a problem.
So what's your go-to?
What's my go-to? Monster, the white.
It's got to be a white monster.
I drink a white monster. I become a monster.
Really?
It gets me jittery.
Oh, I don't even know. I can barely tell.
So my favorite way to drink a white monster is pouring a glass with some whipped vodka.
I like it with Jaeger.
I used to do the I don't know what it's called, but putting rum and what's the one with the gives you wings?
Red Bull. Rum?
Yeah, rum and Red Bull.
I do vodka and Red Bull.
I hadn't heard of that one.
Hey, but see, the thing I realized was, hold on, this is keeping me from getting drunk, but it's making me drink more.
Yeah.
I mean literally, it's an expensive drink.
Check this out. The number of emergency room visits by gender between 2007 and 2011 associated with energy drinks. Aged 18 to 25, over 7,000 occurred in 2011, which is 4,000 in 2007.
So we have job sites that are energy drinks not allowed.
Really?
On site.
They sell them at school.
They sell them really? At work.
They sell them at school.
They sell them at work all day long. I can go buy
I couldn't believe it either. Right now, look, when I was drinking them, it was sales. I'd get them down off the monsters and I'd do it sales.
So
but I'm off of those two. I don't do any of them.
Here's my problem. Every once in a while, especially if I'm dying, like on the way to the ball game the other day, I stopped at a monster. But boy, they'll make me have to piss.
So but, here's, go ahead.
But if I stop in the morning and get gas up, a lot of times I run into by monster. So, you know, I buy one two or three times a week. My problem is I'll drink that monster. Then I'll get to the office. I'll fire up the coffee pot and give me about two cups of coffee. Yeah. I still have coffee.
So here's what we're talking about. This is what Wes was talking about. You have the caffeine triggering a heightened high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Cup of coffee, you have 60 milligrams. This is equivalent of three cups of coffee. Taurine. It's a depressant with stimulant effects. This is the thing Wes was just talking about. It, when you're drinking it with alcohol, it makes you feel
like
you're not there. And then, of course, the sugar. We all know how bad sugar is.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't have much. The sugar's.
So there's a bunch of taurine in white monsters.
Yes. Yes. There's a bunch of taurine.
They're sugar free, supposedly, but.
Isn't that like bull?
Red Bull?
No. Taurine is.
Gives you wings?
A hormone from like bulls is what I think it is. I think it is. Mm. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
Bull sea people?
Yeah, it's really taurine is a hormone they get from bulls. It's a
from milking bulls.
It is not a hormone, but it's an amino sulfonic acid originally isolated from bull bile.
Yep,
bull bile.
Bullshit.
Yes. Well, Celsius has a element in it that can only be found in sewage. Literally.
What does?
Celsius. I'm not lying. I've looked it up. I don't know. It's a vitamin. It's a mineral in there that can only be found in raw sewage.
I just thought Red Bull's new slogan. it'll give you cholera.
There is no such naturally occurring mineral. Celsius mineral. It misunderstood me.
Yeah. But yeah. So, and like I've read about it. Like they contract.
It'll give you hepatitis.
They contract.
It says it is false.
Oh, that's true. It's true.
This is a debunked rumor stemming from inaccurate video shared online. The rumor targets the form of vitamin B12.
That's monster drinking.
Cyanocobalamin used in Celsius, which claims it's sourced from sewage sludge. It is not. It is safe and approved by the FDA. It's produced using. We would have got sued if I hadn't fact checked.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
You know what? Would that be a badge of honor to get sued by Celsius?
It would be.
That means one of our 15 viewers right now went and told on us. Yes. There you go. What else you boys want to talk about this evening?
Oh, I don't get close to it, but I'd like to say congratulations to our local volleyball team. The Marion Patriots volleyball. They went out and won state championship.
We even have a member of the Patty
Owens. Yes, D-Dub's daughter is a proud Patriot.
Yep. Proud Patriot partner. No, that's what
we're and doing. A state champion.
Yes.
So she played it. Look, there was a series where the ball went way out of bounds.
She almost got it. I didn't think there was no way anybody gets it.
She took off running, and she made a business decision because she was fixed to stretch out to a pile of chairs with a brick wall behind them.
She did stretch out, and
but she pulled back at the last second.
Yep.
Oh yes,
I can see it in her face. She was fixed to go for it. So that's how her daddy played ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Congratulations. Crittenden County has the
Crittenden County has two champions.
Two champions are
Crittenden County, the Arkansas volleyball capital of Arkansas.
It's
got to be because our private school won their state championship a week earlier. Shout out to Westminster Christian and the girls there. Great job. And now we continue football season and kickoff basketball season. Our basketball team is supposed to be really good.
I hear our basketball team will be sitting in the championship.
Yeah, our football team has one more regular season game left. We've already made a playoff berth, and we are hoping we don't drive all the way across the state of Arkansas. The
I am hearing Van Buren is our stop.
Well, that's a little bit better than
Shiloh Christian. Yeah, it's an hour and a half better, hour better.
At least an hour better.
I'll give you a hotel
room. I will still stay the night.
I will stay the night. I'm saying
we're going to spend the night that night. All right. Well, let's do a little parting words here. Make sure that song. Anybody hear? There it is. I hear it. Father Fortenberry.
Hey, guys. If you're thirsty, try to avoid bullshit and get some water. It'll be better for you. And congrats to the Lady Patriots.
Wes.
Hey, like and subscribe. Thanks for having me on my final ride.
Hey guys, thanks for joining us. Thanks for.
Save me from my own pride. Change me for my final ride. Oh, walk me to the riverside. And lead me while my mother cried. Cause somebody done took from an outlaw. Take my picture down from the courthouse wall. I'm living in the clouds and I ain't gonna fall. Somebody done saved this outlaw.